Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Still major fallout around the firing of Nico Harrison. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, the Mavs GM, who is the architect of the most controversial, and let's just call it what it is, the worst trade in NBA history. Well, now the ripple effects around the league, including Luka Doncic being asked about it last night, Pearl. And, you know, he took the high road on this. He was asked, he didn't have any comment on Nico getting fired, the man who traded him in February, kind of in the middle of the night. But he was asked, with Nico Harrison gone, could it ever pave the way for you to go back to Dallas and maybe finish your career as a Mav or whatever? And he said, no comment on that. Now, listen, probably a smart idea not to get yourself in trouble, but was just like, I'm here with the Lakers and no comment on the rest of it.
It's funny to me. If I'm Luka, and I kind of think he feels this way, I'll bet he doesn't even remember that he was ever in Dallas. Like, I mean, he's all shredded in L.A. Like, his life must be so awesome out there.
I think his life was awesome in Dallas, though.
It was. But, L.A., with the Lakers and the franchise being so famous, it seems like it all worked out really well for him. I don't think he would ever look backwards. Honestly, I think he's moved on already. I think he loved Dallas, and I think that is a great place to play as well. But I think that being a Laker seems to fit him. I think he likes that sort of star power. I'm not saying that living in LA is better than living in Dallas or anything like that, but it just feels like he's jumped into the history of the Lakers very quickly.
Last night, not a great night for Luka Doncic. Just 19 points, very inefficient. 7 for 20 on the night, 1 for 7 from three. I thought for myself, and not even good for the free throw line, missed 3 free throws, which is unusual, but I was like, was he distracted yesterday? Because I kind of disagree with you. I think that Dallas is still very much a part of Luka Doncic. I think, you know, he got emotional last year when the return to Dallas, like literally crying.
You move on from your ex pretty quickly in these days back.
In LA, ahead. You're saying? I don't know. I think he's still very connected. And I was wondering if this was just a run-of-the-mill off night, you know, for a superstar who's, you're allowed to have off nights. You just play the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have one of the best defenses in the league. You might not play well. But was he a little distracted by all the Nico news?
Yeah, but we've seen Luka have off nights so many times. That guy will definitely throw out a 9 for 31 and not even think twice about it. Because, he's sort of the little bit better right-handed James Harden. That's what he does. I mean, this is not alarming in any way. That's a good point. He definitely could have been off his game last night, but this means nothing. For Luka Doncic to have a bad night, that rolls right off him. I think it's a European thing. Right. Like, I mean, have you ever seen Luka? He's had bad playoff games where he came back the next night and was on fire.
That's true. I think just NBA players, especially shooters, you got to put it behind you, right? You can't get mired down in a bad night or else you're going to take away your superpower.
He'll do that. He'll toss up threes like they're going out of style, even if they don't go in.
Yeah, that's the mentality. And now it's a weird power struggle that's going to happen with the Mavericks, who are probably less interesting now, to be honest. Although Cooper Flagg and his development is like number one, two, and three on how the future of the Mavericks.
I'll watch Cooper Flagg. I'm interested.
Right, but no one's expecting them to be like a playoff team. Like the Nico Harrison thing, he made this Luka trade, and it was like, it's about the now. We're in our window. Just you wait. Just you see. Now, his team had just been in the NBA Finals, so whatever. That logic was dumb. But he was saying, this is it. Like, we're making all these win-now moves. After you fire him, someone else is going to have to come in and have an entirely new approach, which is most likely getting rid of these veteran players and trying to rebuild through the draft. So it's just going to be very different.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, no offense to Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving, they're not exactly must-watch TV. That team was kind of, he wanted to win with defense. He said, let's get rid of Luka.
Defense wins championships defense. Is what he said.
So the Mavs, this is good. They can move on. This is a total, just rip the Band-Aid. It was bad. Now get rid of Anthony Davis. I hope that they don't try and salvage Nico's vision. Move on, be the Cooper Flag team, pretend that none of this ever happened. 2 years, be like, wait, Luka who? Nico who? I don't know what you're talking about. You see Cooper Flagg out there and hopefully a really good player in this year's draft, and then we're good to go.
You want them to continue the fire Nico chants, though, just
measure? Yeah, I love it out of context, fire somebody chant or talk about a different sport, like a Jared Goff chant at a Red Wings game, all about that.
Yeah, I remember once being at a Maryland football game, and they were playing Florida, and a bleep Duke chant just broke out.
Yeah. I think Philadelphia.
This was back in the ACC.
I think Philadelphia had the Republican National Convention, and you could hear Cowboys suck.
There we go. All right, let's get to the King of the Mountain, shall we?
Who is the King of the Mountain? Maggie and Perloff search for the greatest NFL team of all time.
Well, Pearl, your pick for the greatest NFL team of all time was always, what, the 85 Bears, right?
Yeah. So, if you know anything about football, you know the 85 Bears won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the most iconic one-year team ever, and they are now the King of the Mountain.
And they are the King of the Mountain, and they have been the King of the Mountain now for the last 2 weeks. So how this works, if you're just new around here, is that we had started with the 25 greatest teams in NFL history. We randomly put two teams up against each other in the first week, and whoever won became King of the Mountain. The next week, new challenger. Whoever won King of the Mountain gets to stay. The next week, new challenger. And on it went to here we are now in week 11 of the NFL season. And we're counting down, obviously, to the Super Bowl. So the 85 Bears are the current King of the Mountain. And today, well, first, let's hear about the 85 Bears.
When William the Refrigerator Perry barged in for Chicago's final touchdown, the most one-sided game in Super Bowl history was complete. After 22 years of frustration, Chicago had finally recaptured its place at Pro Football's summit. They dominated this game and this season as few teams had ever before. Yet the Bears also captured the country's imagination with their flair for excitement and fun. The Bears return home as world champions.
There you go. 85 Bears, so many iconic moments, people, players, Hall of Famers, obviously. 85 Bears, Pearl, beat the New England Patriots 46-10 in Super Bowl 20. Obviously, you had a 15-1 regular season. Six players got into the Hall of Fame because Dicka is in as a player and could not be inducted twice. But six Hall of Famers. The team was first in points allowed on defense, first in total yards on defense, first in takeaways, first in rush yards allowed, third in pass yards allowed. It was the dominant, shorthand for dominant defense.
Yeah.
Their offense was really good, too.
They didn't just beat you, too. They beat you. They made you look bad.
The offensive stats for that team, second in scoring, but number one in rush yards, number one in rush TDs, not surprisingly, when you have Walter Payton on your team. So, 85 Bears, they are the reigning King of the Mountain. Today, they go up against the 1991 Washington, whatever we're going to call them, Go ahead.
The Redskins' victory in Super Bowl 26 was as overpowering as the Hogs' blocking, and as majestic and perfect as one of Mark Rippon's passes. With a coaching staff as deep and talented as the team itself, they had thoroughly defeated the best team in the AFC and richly earned the title of world champions.
Okay, so obviously the 1991, what are we calling this now? Washington
football team
franchise. Okay, defeated my Bills 37-24. That score is not even as close as it may have even sounded there. The regular season record was 14-2. Joe Gibbs Pearl, obviously the head coach. This was his third Super Bowl with his third different quarterback. No one's ever done anything like that. They have four Hall of Famers, three players, and then obviously Joe Gibbs. The offense, first in scoring, fourth in total yards, fifth in pass yards, seven in rush. Team defensive stats, second in points allowed, third in total yards, third in takeaways, third in rush yards allowed. And a key fact here, 12 of their 17 wins for the season came by double digits. And again, they were, you know, had a 17-0 lead at halftime of the Super Bowl. Yep. Like, it was one of... I can't even say it was one of the Bills' worst performances in the Super Bowl because the Cowboys' losses were really bad. But you may remember this is the Super Bowl where Thurman Thomas couldn't find his helmet. This is that Super Bowl.
Got it.
And Kenneth Davis had to start the game, and the Bills could never get back on track.
This is such an interesting King of the Mountain matchup because I think the 85 Bears are going to win it, win our poll. And yep. That's how we determine this. But the reality is if these two teams played, Washington would win. Absolutely. Joe Gibbs owned Mike Ditka so badly. We're talking about Joe Gibbs would coach circles around that 85 Bears team. Even as great as they were, Gibbs would have figured it out. That guy, as I grew up an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
He is the nemesis. He is just such a good coach. And they did beat they destroyed the Bears in the 80s in the playoffs multiple times. So I think Gibbs would have been the deciding factor. I'm actually going to vote for the 91 Washington team. That's the one team and the one coach that would have been kryptonite to the 85 Bears. Because Gibbs would have figured out a blocking scheme that would have neutralized the Bears. I don't know how he would have done it, but he would have done it.
Amazing. All right, so the poll is up right now. If you'd like to go vote at Maggie and Pearl on X, who deserves to be the King of the Mountain? Is it the 85 Bears, the current King of the Mountain, or the new challenger this week, the 1991 Joe Gibbs Washington team? Now, Pearl, just correct me if I'm wrong about this, not to put you on the spot, but the famous game where the Philadelphia Eagles play Washington and eight players got knocked out of the game, the body bag game, was that the season before?
Oh, I don't know that game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Body bag game?
Body bag game sounds familiar. I thought that was Eagles Cowboys. I'm a little... No,
not to put you on the spot. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was this season or the season before. Either way.
I was at a game November where... November 12th, actually, yesterday. 1990.
Okay, so season four.
I was at a game where the Washington beat the Eagles in the playoffs. That was bad. Buddy Ryan couldn't beat the Washington at all. But I don't think that's that game, though. You're talking about a regular season game?
Yeah, I was talking about a regular season game.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
I think that actually this really set up what was a big revenge game. Now I'm seeing it. It's the revenge game, the body bag game, where eight players got knocked out of a game, which is insane. Apparently, Washington really had that on their mind going into the next season, and they crushed the Eagles 23-0. And I think that was the moment they were like, all right, we have a real thing here. Really, really amazing team. And it's funny because Mark Rippon doesn't really get remembered, Pearl, as like, he's kind of like an afterthought because obviously Joe Theismann is a much more famous quarterback. And then Doug Williams, for the reasons of being, you know, first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl, like there's so much more with, he's kind of the third guy, even though he had a really good game.
Yeah, he had a good season. I mean, they had all that talent around him, kind of feels like a system quarterback. Again, though, does anyone really remember? I think, what do you remember about that Washington team?
They beat my Bills. They beat my Bills in a year when Thurman Thomas was the MVP.
No, I think it's three quarterbacks, as you said.
Yeah.
I think the interesting thing is, so it all comes back to the coach. And I think he's kind of underrated historically because he came back under Daniel Snyder. Huge mistake. Joe Gibbs was the man. Again, the talent, though, when we're doing this exercise, there's so many teams with so many Hall of Famers. I don't think Washington's talent stands out. I mean, Mark Rippon is not going to beat Steve Young, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman. But that team was pretty special.
888-710-4ISN. There you go. Maggie and Perloff always covering the most current topics of the day, which is who would win between the 85 Bears and the 91 Washington football team. Can't find that anywhere else. but is the King of the Mountain project. So let us know, and you can go vote at Maggie and Pearl. While you're there, we got a couple other polls for you. Maybe a little bit more up to date. Pearl, this
no,
one...
Not really.
No, kind of. This one. Why are the Niners bringing back Brock Purdy now?
Mm-hmm.
We have two options for you. His contract or that he's better than Mac Jones. 51 to 49%. Very, very close. 51% say he's better than Mac Jones. 49% say it's about the contract.
Wow.
And then something a little more off the news. Is Fight Club a boxing movie?
This result shocks me, to be honest.
90-10?
I can't believe it's not 100-0. Who thinks Fight Club, other than Manny? I don't know how many times you were allowed to vote, Manny. Call in if you can explain in your logic why Fight Club is a boxing movie.
The only thing I can get behind is that they were primarily punching in Fight Club. They weren't kicking. They wrestled each other to the ground a little bit in some of those scenes. But Jared Leto's face did not end up that way from kicks. It was from punches.
Does that make... Marvel movies, boxing movies, because they have a lot of punches were thrown.
No, like, they is Black throw Panther each other around like rag dolls. That doesn't count. You know that.
Also, it's CGI. Fight Club really happened.
Exactly. Thank you, Margaret. You know.
888-710-4ISN.
Don't shake your head.
888-710-4476.
A real philosopher said that.
We are going to go make our own soap in the break. And,
we got to actually sit Manny down and make him watch Rocky, for God's sake. You work in sports, dude.
He's not going to have the attention span for that, Pearl. That movie was
for
what?
Rocky 3?
No. Rocky, the original, is what, 1970?
76?
76.
Rocky's awesome.
The movie's
awesome.
Way too slow. Manny's not going to be able to hang on.
Oh, I hate slow movies. It's one of those slow buildups.
Well, yeah. It was a movie from the 70s. They aren't like today.
They were actually good.
No.
Yeah, I said it.
Well, I don't watch movies in general, so I don't have an opinion on
the movies.
He
didn't even watch movies
today.
From the 10s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No attention span.
2000s, I'm telling you, man. Best movie I've ever seen, The Longest Yard, 2005 remake with Adam Sandler. Hell yeah.
Somehow Manny hangs on, though, for Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, my God. I love... Because, I mean, the first scene, there's guts everywhere. You see, that's how you get my attention span. Bunch of blood all over the water, guts everywhere. Tom Hanks trying to pull a dude. That's how you get your attention.
Okay, so you like war movies, but have you ever seen Deer Hunter? Have you ever seen Apocalypse Now?
No. I'm not a fan of hunting in general. I don't think it's humane, so...
Nico.
Sorry.
Are you like Manny and EJ and have blind spots in movie history?
Yeah, sports movies, I'm all over.
This guy loves The Longest Yard.
You've seen Rocky?
Of course, yeah.
All the Rockies.
Yes, one of my favorite movie franchises.
He said Rocky 2 was his favorite.
Have you seen The Godfather?
That's pretty good.
Yes, I've seen all three. Three kind of sucks, but we'll move on.
Yeah.
I have
Kinda sucks is nice.
Oh, Goodfellas.
Yep, another big one that
I
love.
Yeah, but Nico, have you watched Happy Gilmore? Because that's elite cinema. That is cinema.
Sandler, it's a given. Everybody in the building has seen every Sandler movie, I'm assuming.
Well, Nico also said he's seen every sports movie.
My biggest movie flaw, like when I say, like, oh, I haven't seen this, never saw Shawshank Redemption.
Wow, how'd you miss it?
I mean, because kids don't have cable anymore.
Yeah.
Shawshank's on cable right now. We're actually watching it.
Is it on TNT?
It's actually the second time through. We've already watched it once this morning.
The second I met Andy Dufresne. No.
Good movie. But, you know, on your own time.
Yeah.
Maggie, do you have any movie blind spots, ones that you haven't seen, famous movies?
Well, I didn't know the Nakatomi Tower thing that you just said last hour.
Plaza.
That's minor. No,
whatever.
I mean, is there ever
from
like a
Die Hard?
Yeah, I have a TV one that people in my circles get mad at me for. Mm.
What's that?
I've never watched Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
that's
right?
A big
that
one.
Reaction by Nico honestly gasped there. I've watched one or two episodes and I didn't quite get into it yet. I know, that's crazy.
I've told you my Breaking Bad story.
No,
maybe.
What are you cooking, Maggie?
What's that? Meth in my basement.
Yeah, wait. You mean the show?
You guys wouldn't believe it. I was out in the desert. No, so I got on to Breaking Bad just a little bit late, maybe like a calendar year behind everyone else. So I found myself having to catch up. You know, I was always playing catch up on Breaking Bad. And one year at the Super Bowl, Aaron Paul was there making the rounds.
Oh, the tequila guy.
Sure. Yes, the co-lead from Breaking Bad. The series had already ended, but I had not watched the final season. So I'd been with the show, but hadn't watched the final season.
Okay, so it was established already as a massive show.
Massive show, and Aaron Paul is coming in, and he's going to do the interview on Radio Row when the Super Bowl was in New York. And it's the day before the interview. and I haven't watched the last season. Oh, so boy. I sit with my producer at the time, and I go, all right, just tell me everything. He spoils the whole last season, the finale, tells me every part about it. I'm there taking notes, the whole deal. Aaron Paul canceled.
Oh, God.
Oh, so you got spoiled for nothing.
And so I never went back and watched the last season because my producer told me everything that happened.
Well, do you remember what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Could I top with an Aaron Paul
story? Yeah,
same similar vibe. It was the Miami Super Bowl where Drew Brees beat Peyton Manning a long time ago.
Damn.
DP show. Aaron Paul's dad is a DP show super fan.
Not surprised.
They were, the show was just starting.
Ah. Okay.
And we were in an elevator with Aaron Paul and his dad, and he was talking. We hung out a little bit. He's like, I'm in this new show. It's about a teacher turned drug dealer.
And it was, the plot.
There was no like pressure to know it at all yet. It hadn't hit yet.
Mm.
And he wasn't anything yet. He was just the son of a DP show super fan. Because I think they're from Oregon, where all people are DP show super fans. And he was the nicest kid. And his dad like hung out with us the whole week in South Beach because they were in the same hotel promoting the movie. Much different vibe. So by the time you got to Aaron Paul, he was a massive star.
Couldn't walk down the street.
Yeah. He was huge. And he still is huge. He's a great actor. We had no idea who he was, of course. And that was cool. I'm sure as an interviewer, you've had that many times. Like, you got to know where the person is in their career. If it's a new show, you give it a lot more leeway. But if it's a hot show, you have to know exactly who that person is.
Yes. So I had an in-between once. Not the word, I'm not trying to top you. That's a great story.
No. Yeah. No,
you're
please,
reminding me of this,
yeah.
Where I interviewed Michael B. Jordan. But he was a child actor on The Wire. So, like, he was already kind of famous, but this was before he, like, he was really big at the time.
He'd already done Friday Night Lights.
And he was promoting something around Friday Night Lights.
Oh, so he was in the middle of when he was the quarterback in Friday Night Lights.
Yes, I forgot exactly why he was there, but he was a child star with The Wire, but had not become what he is today.
Hardball is a movie that I watched with Michael B. Jordan. I watched that movie at way too young age. I was probably G-Baby's age when I watched that movie.
So that's another interesting question. What's the movie you saw way too young?
Fight Club. Hardball.
Fight Club is the subject of our poll. Is it a boxing movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
What was...
Watching that young will definitely leave a mark.
That's why I'm not enlisted in the military.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
I saw a really funny tweet yesterday. They were talking about who should be the Giants coach, and somebody said it's got to be the coach from Friday Night Lights. Kyle Chandler's character. And then somebody tweeted back, what are you talking about? He couldn't win the state championship with Vince Howard. You really want him running the Giants operation? Who was Michael B. Jordan's quarterback. I thought that was really funny. Michael B. Jordan, when you go back to The Wire, it is stunning to see him as a baby, basically.
I know.
Crazy. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Okay. Got a little distracted there talking about movies. We're talking about the NFL. Got this crazy story going on with the Philadelphia Eagles. Stop me if you've heard that before. AJ Brown, not happy. Stop me if you've heard that before. But I think what's more interesting is the allegation that Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown went rogue at the end of the game. That 4th-and-6 call that seemed so silly to do at the time and not winning football, cracked the door open for the Packers to maybe kick a game-tying field goal. That was actually just Hurts and Brown calling their own number. Interesting. 888-710-4ISN. Coming up next, one of the best stories in the NFL met an end. It's MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Maggie, you were out clubbing this weekend. Did you hear this song?
Clubbing is, we're using that term loosely.
Did you wait in a velvet rope? Did you go into a club?
I went into a very fancy cocktail lounge that did have a rope.
Whoa.
We waltzed right by that baby.
Wow.
It was the coolest I felt in a long time.
I wish I had clout like you.
Was anybody waiting on the rope?
A few people.
Okay. I thought
that would have sucked it in them.
And you were like, hey, I'm Maggie Gray. We're going in?
We had a reservation. It was great, though. It was very, very fun.
Because when you're a young hipster, you make reservations.
It worked.
We had a reservation?
I didn't have to wait online.
Just lie to us and say, you did say, I'm Maggie Gray.
Yeah, they were like, oh my gosh, did you do middays on WFAN? They let me write in at 1 a.m.
I love your sports minutes.
We made a reservation on Resi.
It was my friend made the reservation, but it was so worth it to have the reservation because we did waltz right in and it was great. It was a lot of fun. I don't go out like that ever. Fantastic time.
I'm not sure you understand how much we're making fun of you about making a reservation rope.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Because that's not really, you know, like in what's that movie where Katherine Heigl has a baby?
Oh, knocked up.
Knocked up
when they don't let her in.
Doorman. Doorman.
Yeah, they won't let her in.
Kind of doing the dice thing a lot. Yeah. I think that what the dice dance. What if I was going to waltz by a velvet rope just based on celebrity alone, it would have to be at City Field or something. Like, it's not gonna work at a nightclub.
I think you'd get through on looks, Meg.
I'm just confused that a place takes reservations and has a velvet rope.
It should be
one or the other.
Maggie wanted to move past that too quickly. Let's focus on this.
If you're on
this.
Open table, you can't have a velvet rope as well.
Guys, who was in the club and who was outside?
You were in the club, though.
I was in. I was in a cocktail lounge.
Are we jealous?
Yeah, you are.
In the words of the great Chris Brown, how can you hate from outside of the club? You can't even get in.
My least favorite person on earth. But here's the thing. So it was super fun. We started out at this very fun rooftop thing, a rooftop cantina, like fun vibes. I told Manny about it. Were we the oldest people there? Yes, we were. Did it matter? No, it did not. So it was like we're in our early 40s. Most of the people there were probably in their late 20s.
Yeah, take that, old men.
It was super fun. Then went to a comedy show. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Then went to a 10 o'clock dinner reservation, which I haven't done that in a long time. Food was delish. And then we finished out at this cocktail, very beautiful cocktail.
This was the last place.
That was the last place.
Velvet Rope.
Good heavens. Did you get back to New Jersey at 7 in the morning?
We were staying in the city, buddy.
Wait, so this was in Manhattan?
Moneymaker.
Yeah.
So This started because Andrew Bogus is going to Williamsburg.
Yeah, you're going out this weekend.
Yeah, look out.
You have no idea. Like, what she did was really cool. Williamsburg is something completely different.
Like, how's my finger going to play in Williamsburg?
It is like the cutting edge of the cutting edge. Like, this makes Milan look unstylish. Like, the people at Williamsburg, we went to dinner there the other day. I'm like, what is happening here? Is this like the actual, like, am I in the middle of a fashion show / Nike? It's the craziest place. They're so hip there. I don't know if you experienced that in Manhattan. I doubt it, kind of.
You know, here's my thing about that. I think that it's most important to focus on the people you're with. So I'm not somebody...
No, you don't like the people watch a little bit?
I do, but it's got to be pretty... I don't know. We were just very much about our own group because we don't get together very often. And this is like when you're in your 40s and you get together with people who don't all live in the same place, like it's a special time to have friends for 20 years.
No one cares about that. So what are the... Nico's like, what was the talent level at this place?
I mean, I'm bummed that the show...
A lot of eights and nines.
The show thread didn't get one drunk text from you Saturday night. I was hoping for one goofy take on a
Manny
football
style. Gamer. Yeah. Manny just had dental surgery and text gobbledygook.
I gotta get taken out of that thing.
Oh my gosh. Manny under the gas for getting his wisdom teeth out was one of the best highlights of the year.
Do you remember any of that, by the way?
I remember
blood dripping from your mouth.
It was like a damn vampire.
I mean, what I do recall is walking in and then leaving with 4 less teeth, so...
You gave us a whole monologue in between that.
I'm sorry. I was under the influence.
Your boy just got his wisdom teeth removed.
I did just get my wisdom teeth removed. Your boy just got his wisdom. Did I really say that?
You said that.
You did.
Golly. Where'd you guys find that? Where'd I put that?
You sent it to us.
Like in the middle of the day.
It was delivered to us.
And we all got it at the same time and watched it at the same time.
Radio audience can't see it, but I just cringed incredibly hard.
Yeah. Your face was like double the size, too, all the swelling. You have 4 teeth out at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. All of them just whoosh, gone.
Yeah, I was a little bummed. My wife just had shoulder surgery. I was a little bummed that I didn't get anything fun out of her after the fact in recovery. By the time I got in there, she was all back to normal.
You couldn't videotape her in an embarrassing way?
No, I thought you were talking about getting her pills. That's what
he has.
Hey, listen, we were just talking about Breaking Bad. A lot of drugs.
Yeah, I was about to say, because my wife just had surgery too, and there was a lot of perks lying around the house. I just
sold
them.
That's great with that.
I don't think you're supposed to announce that.
Anyway, we're bad people.
Maybe me.
Let's get started.
Breaking Bad seems to be the theme of the show, by the way. Like, if anybody wants to get together afterwards and make some meth.
We got a Winnebago out front.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Bogus, what are you doing after the show?
Yeah.
Drugs.
Do you think paperless post has those kind of
drugs are pretty legal in New York right now. I feel like
those drugs.
Not yet.
Okay.
We have a new mayor coming in.
Oof. All right. Back to Bogus.
Headlines are sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup, which is golf, by the way, this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. We didn't know. We joked about it the other day. It's golf. The LA Clippers had themselves a Wednesday. Bradley Beal, done for the season with a broken hip.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And Nikola Jokic broke their spirits on the court.
Murray turns the corner. He's inside the arc. Throws it off over to Jokic. Jokic has it one-on-one with Sanders. Bully ball spins at the dotted line. Jumper's good! 52 for Jokic in the basketball game. On a second night of a back-to-back, and Denver leads at 102-87.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Jokic finished with 55 points, a dozen rebounds, 6 assists, and a 130-116 win in L.A. Denver's won 6 straight, and Jokic is averaging 35, 12, and 11 while shooting 73%. During that run.
Good grief.
Yeah. Shai Gilgeous-Alexandre with 30 points and 9 assists. In just 3 quarters, the Thunder smacked the Lakers 121-92. Steph Curry put 46 on the Spurs in the Warriors' 125-120 win in San Antonio. And the Grizzlies took a 131-95 beating in Boston. Head coach Thomas Iasalo needs a hug.
The Celtics were the things that we aspire to be: faster than the other team, harder working, better organized. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Ja Morant did not play after turning his right ankle the night before. Tigers lefty Tarik Skubal, Livy Dunn's boyfriend Paul Skeens, your Cy Young Award winner. Skubal won last year too, so he's the first repeat winner since Jacob DeGrom in 2018 and 19. Skeens the unanimous choice in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays said yesterday they're returning to the Trop for next season. They went 41-40 at the Yankees minor league stadium in Tampa last season after Hurricane Milton did all that damage to their stadium. And guys, it is my honor to name this week's Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week.
Don't we get to choose?
We usually guess.
You feel free. Guess right now.
Oh wow!
Hey, wait. Do the read.
Our members of the mission.
Okay.
The Defensive Player of the Week.
Okay.
Is brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members of the mission. I was going to do the read, Manny. I know how to do this.
Well, they were about to start guessing.
It's okay.
Don't fight with me.
This one's so easy. It's got to be DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence from the Seahawks. Now, we usually do Navy Federal.
Are you still drunk from the non-club you went to on Saturday?
Navy Federal, we usually do on Tuesdays.
Correct. So, but Manny was absent on Tuesday. So
yeah, so the NFL is still a little fresher in our mind from last week.
Mm.
But technically, that still stands.
I mean, you technically, sure, you're wrong. Your thoughts?
Well, okay, so EJ often goes for the most recent game, so I'm thinking Packers-Eagles was a defensive battle, but I'm not really sure who stood out in that one.
Yeah, no.
So
it doesn't matter. Next, anybody else? Any thoughts from my left?
Is it got to be NBA?
Ooh, you're getting warmer.
I know the answer, so I abstain. Nico?
Is it Wemby?
It's not Wemby.
We did Wemby recently.
Wemby in perpetuity?
Nope.
I got nothing.
It's not a Michigan player. It's not an Islander goalie. It's not Matthew Schaefer.
You say closer. Is it NBA or college basketball?
College basketball.
Is it men's or women?
Women.
Another steal for Hidalgo. Here she comes in transition. Inside. You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Six. I saw that headline this morning on ESPN.com, and I should have thought of that.
Notre Dame star Hannah Hidalgo had an NCAA record 16. That's a 1-6 steals. Plus a program record 44 points in an 85-58 demolition of Akron. She did all of that, by the way, in 28 minutes.
What?
Good.
44 points, 16 steals in 28 minutes. And she is the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
You can't just... I like to study for that, folks. You can't just jump it out of there with a... I'm very disappointed in you.
In me?
Why don't you give us a warning? I usually go through the weekly
leaders.
You had an
extra day. It was supposed to be yesterday.
No, it was supposed to be Tuesday.
It was supposed to be an extra 48 hours.
Does it matter that Notre Dame was playing the Akron Zips, who have not won a game yet?
Be nice to the Zips.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, like, 16 steals.
How many 16 steals did you have?
Zero. Okay. Akron kicked my butt.
It's still a lot of steals.
It's a ton of steals.
It's anyway. A lot.
I still think DeMarcus Lawrence should have gotten it. 888-710-4ISN, because I support women. 888-710-4476. I know what everyone was thinking. You animals. Okay, coming up next. Thank you, folks. Coming up, we have to address a story that Perloff and I were so excited about before the season, but looks like it may have come to an end. MVP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Pearl, you and I were really excited about one story heading into the NFL season.
Oh, I know where you're going. Yep.
That story was Travis Hunter.
Yep.
I mean, we really wanted to see whether or not the Heisman Trophy winner could do this thing, could do this Deion Sanders impersonation, but even better. Could he do a full workload or work his way up to a full workload of both offense and defense?
Yeah, we want to see NFL version of Shohei Ohtani.
Totally. And then when the Jags traded up to get him, it was like, wow, okay, they mortgaged now a first-round pick for next year just to get Travis Hunter. Like, they have a plan. They must have a vision for how they're going to use this guy. They feel like they're getting two players in one. Well, didn't last long. Unfortunately for Travis Hunter, season-ending surgery, a torn ligament in his knee, and that's it for the rookie campaign. And, you know, listen, I don't know what it means for the future, if he could ever do this full workload, but it's got to be a massive red flag. And if I'm the Jaguars, I've already taken Hunter, sacrificed a first-round pick for next year. Don't you at this point, Prof, to say, all right, we're going to end the two-way player experiment for now, and as you work your way back from this injury, we're picking one side of the ball, and we're going to stick with it.
So I would, but I had trouble. I was thinking last night, which side do I pick? And I actually lean cornerback, but I
that's
can't
not
make a
the
final
way
decision.
That the Jags had. They had been using him like 60-30, basically. 60% of the snaps on offense, 30% of the snaps on defense.
And to me, the thing is, he didn't distinguish himself so much as a wide receiver that you have to play him there, where I feel like if he really focused on cornerback, he could be a Deion Sanders kind of player, where you're not going to want to throw to his side of the ball because he could get that thing and take it to the house.
Okay,
just the way that Jags have evolved, I don't feel like him as a receiver is a huge game changer.
Okay, but can I do a counterpoint here?
Please, yeah.
What's the most important thing for the Jags right now?
Trevor Lawrence.
And you already have Brian Thomas, who's hurt. You've had some major injuries for the offense, like, and now Travis Hunter's out too. I think the biggest thing is making sure that Trevor Lawrence can ever become what we thought he was going to become, or now even close to what we thought he could become. You know, maybe you're putting generational talent on the back burner. But I think the entire, you know, hiring Liam Cohen, who's an offensive guy, you know, you have Brian Thomas Jr. Unfortunately, he's hurt, but he is really talented. Don't you have to focus on making sure this offense is good? Because actually, the defense is good.
Well, explain what happened on Sunday.
They're so injured, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like,
both sides of the, well,
Trevor Lawrence gave him a 29-10 lead. And
it was the biggest collapse, the worst,
to Davis Mills.
What was it? The worst loss in Jags history was one story in The Athletic.
Yeah, I just think that the Trevor Lawrence takes too much heat for a team that has sort of finds a banana peel. Actually, that was a huge game because they were 5-3. They win that game as they should. They had a 98.9% probability. Then they're looking really good for the playoffs. But they blow it to Davis Mills.
Yeah, a rushing touchdown by Davis Mills.
The Texans' offense, even with C.J. Stroud, the Texans' offense isn't good. They completely blew that game. So to me, Trevor Lawrence gets too much of the heat for this program. And let's face it, that trade, I mean, we love the Khan family, but that trade, trading up from 5-2 to get Travis Hunter and giving up next year's first-round pick, was a bad move. Although their record is going to be fine this year, so it's not going to be a top 10 pick. But still, that was a mistake.
Okay, and I ask you this question, though. Right now, if the playoffs started today, yeah, the Jags would be in as the seventh seed,
yep,
okay? Over Kansas City, yeah, who they beat.
They have a tiebreaker on.
But if I was going to ask you, of all the AFC teams who are currently in playoff position, so yeah, Indianapolis, Denver, the Patriots, the Steelers, Chargers, Bills, and Jags, who is most likely to fall out of that top seven? Because I think we all believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be heard from in a real way. And I think we all believe that Baltimore is going to be heard, right, from in a real way. So that's two teams that have to fall out of the playoff hunt as it would stand right now.
Well, I mean, it's a little confusing, though, because Pittsburgh's 5-4.
But they're the division leader right now, which is why they'd
Baltimore,
be the four seed.
Baltimore takes the Steelers spot. And then it basically comes down to the Jags and the Chiefs. And maybe the Steelers are all in that mix. I think the Chiefs come out. I think the Jags and the Steelers fall out. I think last week's loss, when Liam Cohen threw down his headset, that was a moment where things are going to start to go south. And as far as Pittsburgh, Baltimore, I mean, it's the main narrative of the season, right? Everyone thinks Baltimore is going to do it, and I'm right with them. I think Baltimore is going to surpass them. They're only one game back now. So it's going to be Baltimore, and then it's going to be Kansas City.
You know, I'm obviously have a lot of scar tissue,
yeah,
you know, being a Buffalo Bills fan, our King of the Mountain today, the 85 Bears against the 1991 Joe Gibbs Washington team, obviously handed my Bills a very embarrassing Super Bowl loss. Is there a world where the Bills are not making the not making the playoffs? Because I don't want to be like prisoner of the moment here or kind of be like that, you know, snake bitten, scar tissue kind of Bills fan. But it looked so bad against Miami. And it was like not that shocking. So can I tell you right now, the Bills right now, according to the Athletics playoff predictor, would have an 87% chance to make the playoffs. So obviously that's fantastic. Lose to the Bucks, goes down to 70.
Blow. So are the Bucs going to win in Buffalo, Maggie?
Well, let's just stay with me for a second.
Okay.
Because I didn't think the Bills were
6-point favorites, but please go
okay
ahead.
Okay. Well, the Bills were 8.5-point favorites, I think, in Miami last week. So that you can't really tell. Bills do not win in Houston. I'm just telling you that. Manny's nodding his head. He knows what I'm talking
about. They'll probably be close to a touchdown favorite there, too, but go ahead.
I'm just saying. So they lose the next two games down to 66%. Let's say they lose to your Philadelphia Eagles in week 17. Now we're hovering around 50%. Is it really that inconceivable? And by the way, they still have to play the Steelers, the Patriots again. Is it that inconceivable that the Bills really find themselves in a dogfight here just to make the playoffs? Because the Chargers they already have 7 wins. I mean, even they have a little cushion here.
No, it's conceivable, but I feel like that 87% number is accurate. Feels like they have about an 87% chance of making the playoffs, which is really good. Way better than, what are the Chargers?
You lose to Tampa, who's coming off of a loss themselves, so maybe a little, I don't know if they need extra motivation, but you lose to Tampa, which is, you know, not totally shocking. And then you lose in Houston, which I'm kind of penciling in as an L for Buffalo. Like, here's the bottom line.
Have you watched the Texans?
I just
Their
watched them come
so
back against Jacksonville.
Designed.
That's where this whole entire conversation started. We're talking about Travis Hunter.
I know, but they're a mess. But go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, by your logic, can anybody fall out? Because you're just saying, I mean, I'm not sure. I don't understand what's specifically about them. You obviously.
This is what I'm saying.
Couldn't the Patriots fall apart? Couldn't the Colts fall apart? Couldn't the Broncos and Chargers fall apart?
Well, I'm actually, you know, interested that you said the Colts. Now, the Colts have a really big lead here. They're, you know, they've 8 wins already on the season. But we all know that the Colts have really built this record on some pretty mid teams.
Yeah.
Playing Tennessee twice, beating the Raiders, beating the Arizona Cardinals, you know, beating Miami. It's starting to get significantly harder. So this Colts feel-good story, I'm not saying they're not making the playoffs, but just a little wake-up call and reality check here for Indianapolis. At Kansas City is their next game. Bye week this week. At Kansas City on the 23rd of November. Houston, at Jacksonville, at Seattle, home San Francisco, Jacksonville again, finish out the season at Houston.
Okay.
I mean, there's some tough games here. They're not going to fall out of the playoffs.
They have a four-game lead over Houston and a three-game lead over Jacksonville.
I'm just saying it might not be this feel-good story heading into the playoffs if at the end of the season, all of a sudden you've lost to the quote-unquote good teams.
Right. Back to the Bills, though, for a second. I just think that it's going to be very hard for them to lose all these games. That this is, you really have them losing a lot of games where they're favored in. Now, Miami, I think Miami was a unique situation. It was super hot. I think Miami is a much better team than their record. They just are. They played when their offense is on. Yeah,
the
definitely.
The team had waved the white flag. They traded one of their best defensive players to you guys, to the Eagles.
But if you look at some of their losses, they really should have won some of those games against pretty good teams.
I'm just saying,
this when Tua is on the field, they win at like a 60% rate. It's bizarre. I know Tua is far from ideal. He can't see over the line, but that team wins under Mike McDaniel. I don't think that win was so shocking or telling or anything like that.
Bro, they've got 3 wins on the season. Yeah, what are you talking about? They're one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're vying for the number 1 overall pick.
They absolutely blew the game against the Chargers. They should have beat them, who's a 7-3 team. They absolutely 100% blew an early game against the Patriots that they should have won. I mean, they've been in games. They're definitely better than 3-7.
I don't know about that. But anyway, there are losses here. If Buffalo can lose to Miami, and I know it's division on the road and all the things you just said, but they can lose some of these games. And if you drop this game against the Bucs, and I'm telling you, they do not win in Houston, that's the next 2.
Show bet.
On the road at the Pittsburgh Steelers would be the next week.
Good luck predicting that, by the way. Don't even try. But I want to do a show bet that the Bills make the playoffs.
No, I'm not making that show bet with you. I'm just 87%. I'm laying out the reality.
Yeah, but your reality feels like you could apply that to any team. You're like, well, you know.
No, I'm applying it to the team that just came off of the worst loss of the season.
Yeah, I think you're going to be proven wrong.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Should Buffalo be nervous? Coming up, the biggest story in the NFL right now could be about a miscommunication. Get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.